Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their home run program. And yeah, you are listening to your favorite platform at Tegel FM Namibia. And Business and Economic Segment, as it has always been the case, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss business matters. It's a platform where we discuss local, regional, and international economic related affairs and everything which affect our bread and butter issue. It's also a platform where we analyze policies, we analyze decisions, business decisions, political decisions, and we also dive into some of the statistics. We look at trade and also financial institutions and everything which related to our bread and butter issue. And also what is very interesting at this platform is also a platform where we discuss areas of SME development, areas of, local economy, those who are at the edge or at, who are at the edge of the economy. And, what is also very interesting is that everything that we do, everything that we discuss, we always try to make sure that our conversation are contributing positively to the development and advancement of the country. And we are always trying to make sure that we bring about those thought-provoking questions. We bring about those questions which can also allow us to think and also try to be creative in how to advance our country. So in this regard, before we go to the conversation of today, let's go to a commercial break, then we can...
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter. Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We're looking at, what we do, because we always make sure that when we bring about business and economic related conversation, we are always making sure that we encourage contribution, we encourage constructive criticism, because like we are always saying, we have an understanding to say for us to move forward, we are not necessarily going to move forward if we agree on everything. That's why it's very important to have not necessarily to say opposing ideas, but to have ideas which can be countering what you are saying with a better way on how to do things, because there are always better and smart ways on how to do things. That's why in any conversation that we bring, or that we get into, we always make sure that opinions and ideas vary, because that is the only way that we can co-create the knowledge and we can also find better ways of doing things. And yeah, before we enter the conversation for today, it's always very important to look at Eagle FM product. It's always very important also to look at how you can access our information and also how we can be linked, particularly when it's coming to news, when it's coming to e-paper, and also when it's coming to various channels that we use so that you can we can communicate with you and you can also communicate with us. So it's always very important when you want to make sure that you connect, and you also want to make sure that you follow economic news, you follow political related decisions which affect the bread and butter issue. So it's very important to make sure that you connect with us by liking our page, social media page. Look at Facebook, like our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. Go to LinkedIn, share, like our page, go to Instagram, and also X, so that you'll be up to date. You'll be updated when it's coming to economic related matters, when it's coming to business related matters. And also what is also very interesting is that we have an e-paper which is talking about developmental issue, e-paper which is talking about economic related stuffs. That is of course the Villager newspaper. It's a newspaper, it's a newspaper that you can download. It's coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you can only do that by subscribing to 081-200-4144. And when you do that, you'll be sent that e-paper every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. And you'll be updated. You'll be able to download it and read on your own. And it will assist you, particularly when you are in the area of business, when you are a student of economics, you are a student of international relations, you are a student of international law, you are a business person, you are an entrepreneur, you are an interested party, or you are just somebody who is interested in developmental issues, interested in research and development. So, on top of that, there is a question that we are always trying to address when individuals and we like when you are calling us to say, no, the frequency is out, we are not able to hear you. What can you do? As we are always advising you to say, in the world of digitalization, people are moving fast. Just as everything has changed, what was happening yesterday is not what is happening today. Things are changing very fast. But how can you get hold of us when you are finding yourself at a place where the frequency is not reaching you? It's always very important to also, read what is on our poster. You can access us through downloading our app, that is Eagle FM Namibia. You can go to Play Store, you download the app, you put it in your phone, then you listen to programs which are on air, and also programs which are, previous programs through the podcast. You can listen to us online. And yeah, that is it's an app that can assist you to connect with us. And let's go to commercial break.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes for Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Yes, and lastly, before we go to the topic for today, sorry, it's very important also to make sure that you download the Imba app. Imba app is a smart way and a simplification way of accessing your hymn book in various local Namibian languages. We have Ehangano, we have Maimburiro, and also hymn book in Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. And use that Imba app so that you can access your hymn book in a situation where you cannot have, a hard copy hymn book. So we are going to a commercial break, then we can come back straight to the conversation. And yeah.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And the conversation for today, we are going to look at project monitoring and evaluation. We're going to look at project monitoring. We look at monitoring and evaluation, and also analysis. And we are always asking this question because tracking progress, tracking development, and also tracking things that you have done, and also where you are going to be, is very important in life, because the student of project management will be able to tell you that life is a continuation of it's a project that you need to complete. It's a project that you need to complete. It has a deadline, and within that project, you need also to trace. And track the progress that you have made. Yeah, because this conversation is motivated by the fact that Namibia has been described as a state with best policies on paper, state with best policies, best plan, well defined, done by internal and external consultant, but we always have a problem of implementing. And interestingly, Namibia is also one of the countries which some of the institutions, they just disappeared. You talk about SME, talk about Air Namibia, talk about various institutions which were regarded as unsustainable, then they have to be integrated into the government. Now, that is a discussion of another day. But the thing that we need to look at is that before the total collapse of an institution, or before the total collapse of, an organization or a company, there must be some signs there. Now, that is where the issue of project monitoring and evaluation come in, and also analysis. Now, we are saying, as an individual, as a human person, as an individual, you are also a project. You are a project because you have goals that you set for yourself. You have plans in place that you put into. And there are also deadlines that you set for yourself. Just before we go to the discussion of bigger things like institutions and also the state on its own, ask yourself this question. If you have to do a comparative analysis with yourself as an individual, before we go to your business, what kind of project are you? Are you an incomplete project? Are you a project failure? Or you are a project which is revived? That's some of the questions that you need to ask yourself, because that is the best way of us understanding monitoring and evaluation, and also monitoring, evaluation, and also analysis. And the other thing is also this, to say, how do you deal with feedback? Because if you start from a definition of monitoring and evaluation from an individual perspective, it's also very important also to link that to the business that you are running, to link that to the institution where you are working in, and also to link that to the progress that you are doing as a profession, as a professional. Those are also some of the things that it's not limited. Those are the questions that we're also asking ourselves, to say, if I'm a project, what kind of project I am? Are you a failed project? Are you an incomplete project? Or are you a project in progress? And what can you do to make sure that that project is completed, it reaches goal? Are you a delayed project? What are some of the resources that what are some of the resources that are involved in completing that project? Because as a human being, just before you go to the business, we are operating exactly like an institution. You do your planning and you gather resources. You also find people that can assist you in achieving that goal. You can also distribute, you know, functions, or you can also assign different duties for people to assist you in achieving that project. One of the things that interesting is completion of can be a high school, you can go to university, and you can't do that alone. It's exactly the same as in projects. It's exactly the same that you have subcontractors who are also involved in the project, and fundings is there. As a human being, you are costly. How are you doing as a human being? Because before we go to the business, and what is the relevance and for how or for what is the time frame that we need before we start analyzing the project? And when we put this thing in our mind, and I think it's going to assist me and you to make sure that if we do this in the future, or from understanding of monitoring and evaluation, we are able to see our weakness. We are also able to capitalize on our strength. And we are also able also to deal with that feedback, because what is very interesting is that when somebody is telling you that you are failing, and you are criticizing a person that you are not failing, but instead of you understanding, go to that feedback and see, why is this person is saying this? Maybe the person does not understand how I operate, or maybe the person has a good intention of me to improve. And ask yourself this question: how can an institution like Air Namibia just disappear from the face of earth? So we have to take a commercial break. Then we can come in to continue the program.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save and you save.
Did you know?
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at we are at a discussion of monitoring and evaluation. We are comparing this to an individual. We are also going to dive into a business. I need also to dive you as a profession, and also then we can also tackle the issue of the country. How are we progressing in terms of the plans that we put on the table? Because as we are saying, to say life is a project on its own. Let's go to a business. Because as a business person, you need to ask yourself this question. How are your operational mechanisms as an entrepreneur, as an SME? How are your operational mechanism? Look at your revenue. Look at your relationship with your stakeholders. And also look at where were you in the past, 6 months. Because it's always very good to give time to say, what did you do for the past 6 months in your small SME that you are running? How is your financial flow? Are you just operating for the sake of operating, or you are going down? And when you are going down, how are you going to assist yourself? And this is some of the question that when you're asking yourself this question, you can't just guess to say, no, my business is failing, or I'm going down, I'm going up. You need to go back and evaluate yourself to say, this is how much I have made. This is how many deals I have signed. And also, these are some of the challenges I have encountered. And also, this is what I did. Then, when you gather this data, When you gather this data, then you have to analyze them. You compare them with the goals that you have set. Because if you are running a tuck shop, then you set up plans to say, I want to make a profit of, let me say, 4,000. Profit of 4,000, maybe in the next 3 months. You are running a tuck shop, I want to make a profit of 4,000 in the next 3 months. Just to give an example. And you set goals. This is what I'm going to do. Then through that process, you are not behaving. You complicate things. You mix the business account with your personal account. You take money to assist your friends and so on. Then you also go back and track progress to say, this is how I failed. Because you only understand if you are winning or losing in life when you are comparing yourself for how you have been and when there are also data. Because when you have data present there. And data, you don't need a lot of statistics. You because data can be anything which is giving you, when you compare, you analyze it, it becomes information. What did you do? How did you operate? What is your relationship with, other institutions? And, where are you standing? Because when you are in a project evaluation phase, there is where also you have to redefine yourself. And the other thing is also that how do you deal with feedback? Because generally, I think it's a black thing, especially us black people. I don't know about white people and also other race, but just to be honest, I think it's a bad thing that we have. We have a problem with feedback. We have a problem with feedback. When I come for you, let me say I'm running a business and you are my friend, but when I come to you to say, how do you think I'm doing? You already know that I want positive advice, but that is not, positive compliment, but that is not how things were supposed to be. Because when I'm coming to a person and ask to say, how is my business going? How are my customers feeling? And also, how do you think I'm using my money? Do you think I'm progressing or I'm going down? You say, I know, Chief, you are doing very well, Chief. I respect the fact that every time we come to your bar, you buy us, 2 crates because we are friends. And, and the way when somebody is really asking for that and you're an honest person, because a person is trying to correct data so that he can analyze and also make better decision, give right advice. We have a problem with we have a problem with feedback because we are always trying to praise people. Because I'm always telling people to say, no, if you see that I'm doing something, tell me straight so that I can hate you for that moment, but at least I can learn. And that if you're asking yourself deep, it could be the reason that our businesses as black people, we are not progressing because we have a problem with feedback. So, feedback is the best thing. And the other thing is also this, if you don't want, because some people, they get hurt very, very easily. You can also have a suggestion box with you, just within your tech shop to say, no, if you really think, how should I upgrade, how we are treating you and all those things, just even at the bar to say, this is a suggestion box. You can just write, talk to your customer, just write what you really think we are doing right, what you really think we are doing wrong, and how can we improve on that? Maybe it can assist you even with 2% increment to the revenue that you are making. So that's why today we are saying, we are looking at the aspect of project monitoring and evaluation from an individual perspective. Where have you been? Ask yourself this question. Because I'm always telling my friends to say, no, you know, life is a very complicated thing. We have been not around for a very long time, but for a very understandable time that we have been alive, we also have to understand that life is a very complicated thing. And when you compare yourself how you have been for the past six years, maybe things that you own now or things that you have now, there are things that you are crying for. Maybe things that you are planning for, some of them you have already acquired them. Or maybe you are not exactly where you were supposed to be, but you can only improve if, number one, as a person and also as an institution, if, number one, you take feedback very seriously. Number two, you stop blaming people and also look at the decision that you are making. Because I have an understanding to say, if you look at how life is, and I don't want to go deep into that. I want to go to the sector of business. In most cases, it depends on the decision that you are making. We have experience in that. It depends on the decision that you are making. You let customer take things for free. That's your decision. Make tough decision. That is your decision. Make weak decision. Things, customer penetrate on you. Your business collapse. That is your decision. But for today, ask yourself this question. What can I do to make sure that I improve? Go and make a critical self-assessment, because that is the only way that you're going to do. Before we go to state affairs, before we go to regional issues, before we go to criticizing, to say, no, Namibia have best plans. We talk about Harambee Prosperity Plan. It's a very best plan that was presented, developed by best economists, PhD holders, and Namibia was supposed to flourish under the leadership of the late Dr. Ginkop, because the plan was on the table. And all Namibians were supposed to enter into that house and implement that plan. What happened? Did you get anything? Yes, we did. To what extent? Did we expect, did we face some challenges as a country through the way? Yes, we faced some challenges. But what can we learn from there? Did we evaluate those plans? Or we are just continuing? Because this thing of, spending a lot of money, they're also making us angry. Spending a lot of money on a plan that, will not achieve, 20% of its intention. It's really bad. It's a bad news, and it's not a very good thing. Maybe we also need to learn from that, because, and that's why we are saying, let us start from, an individual to say, how should I do? How should I evaluate my progress? And also, if I face challenges in life, how can I also navigate through this? And then you can go to a business. Then you can go to yourself as a profession. Because I'm always telling people to say, no, if something is not right, it's always good. And we are not the same. Evaluate yourself. Give right feedback to people. And that is the only way that we are going to advance. Because where we are as a country, I was talking to one analyst to say, it's very difficult to implement plans in Africa, because we are not honest with ourselves. It's very difficult to implement plans in Africa because we are not honest with ourselves. And that's why business is not moving. So yeah, we have around 20 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can air your opinion at 083-288-401. What is your understanding of critical self-assessment? What is your understanding of evaluation of progress? What is your understanding of tracking progress? And what is the better way of tracking progress of yourself, tracking progress of your business, tracking progress as a profession, and also at the national level? How can we assist our government to make sure that they track their progress so that they cannot enter into the challenges that they have faced in the past 35 years? Because there is absolutely no link or a little link between what we plan as a country and what we have achieved through those plans. And there is always a lot of political communication, yes, which I understand is politics, it's a will of the people and the willingness of the people. But do we have professional monitoring and evaluation trained, experts? Do we have them? How is the field of monitoring and evaluation in Namibia? Because I understand the field of project management was well developed, but how is the field of monitoring and evaluation? Or we just go and look for consultant to do that? How is that field? Is it necessary in institutional strategic planning? Is it necessary? Ask yourself that question. And now the world is so advanced. There is a development of AI, development of smart technology. You can learn things online. You can learn how to, track your progress. You can put in your statistics. You can also read on how you can evaluate, progress, and also how to get feedback. And a lot of things are happening. Yeah, that's why today we want to interrogate that concept. Maybe if we started, tackling things one by one, we could, assist ourselves, and we can also assist our state. because that is the only way. So yeah, let's go to a commercial break, then we can continue with the conversation.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We have around 60 minutes before we come to the end of our program. Today we are looking at project evaluation. We are looking at the monitoring and evaluation in general, and also analysis, the importance of feedback. And one of the things that you need to understand is that without evaluation of a best strategy, it will never be implemented successfully. One of the good example, and I don't want to create to criticize anybody, but I will indicate to you that go and look at Namibia current education curriculum, the one which is redefined. Look at the previous curriculum. Look at the time frame of changing that curriculum. Look at the impact of look at the impact of implementing this new educational curriculum, particularly at the basic education level. And also look at the pronunciation of various education institutions, and look at incoordination of this. Look at what has happened. Look at the whole educational curriculum system and the product that it brought. Then you'll be able to understand that there is something that we did not do right, and there is something that we need to learn from. Because you have educators, they are setting up curriculums, and they are doing research, they have data, you have education policy makers, policy analysts, and also educational advisors. These are high-level technocrats who can sit and also plan on a national educational system. Because the aim of education is not only for people to pass or compare with other countries where they are standing. It's also for you to make sure that what are you producing? Are you producing for the market? Then you look at high education institutions. Then you understand that somewhere, somehow, things are not right. Somewhere, somehow, there was no tracking of progress. Because ask yourself this, how do you find yourself in a situation where you have 15,000 unemployed education graduates? If education as a sector was supposed to be the one which is planning for those things, how do you find yourself in that situation? What is the relationship between, basic education and higher education? Thank God now we have one ministry. What is the relation between basic education and higher education institutions? Do these people sit and do what is on paper evaluated to make sure that now this is what we have? Or this curriculum has been failing us, and a lot of things need to be to be asked, because sometimes you don't need to blame people. People bring plans with good intentions, but maybe it could be that they are not given. It could be that they are overwhelmed. It could be that they are not given feedback to say what you brought me is not doing anything, or what you brought me is doing something. And we also need to adjust, because you have a whole new educational curriculum which was put in place. Then you keep quiet. then you have higher education institutions say, no, what you produce, I'm not going to accept it. But you guys, you are coordinating ministries. University of Namibia saying, no, you are producing these students, I'm not going to accept them until they go to a certain level. Then you're asking yourself, how are these people, communicating? Where are they taking our country? And I think that thing need to be rectified. But what is very important is also that, you know, when all the institutions are also tracking, you know, tracking their plan, because let me give you an example of a university or an institution of higher learning. Do you just produce for the sake of producing, or do you also track progress to say, no, I think the course which I'm producing is not relevant in the market, or is relevant in the market, but we need to do a certain adjustment. Do you do that? And why are we finding ourselves in this situation? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because if we have professionals, experts in complementing the planners and the implementers, those who go back and analyze to say, this is what you have done, this is the feedback from the people. Because there's always what we call stakeholders engagement, and also stakeholders feedback that can also assist you in your next planning. Or you just do plan sitting at the comfort zone of your office. Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And what lesson can we learn from previous failure as a nation? Yeah, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at monitoring and evaluation. We are seeing life is a project. And we are also asking those deep questions to say, what are some of the things that you put in your plan that you did not yet achieve? What were some of the barriers to achieve those things? And what can you do to improve that? And because everyone had the plan of having a good, successful life, how are you closer to that? Or you gave up? Or are you an incomplete project? Are you an abandoned project? Or you are a project which somebody ran away with the resources? And what can you do with it? Or you need subcontractors to assist you in reaching that? Because being honest and understanding feedback, or being honest and evaluating ourselves, or trying to find a better mechanism, like what I've given to say, if you are running like a small business, you have a lot of customers, at the end of the day, they disappear. You start asking yourself this question. It could be that I need to improve on something. It could be that something I have done wrong. Come up with a suggestion box. People can write, without writing their name. Unanimous, feedback. Just say, two words, two questions. What do you think this business is doing right? What do you think need to be improved? Then, believe me, things is not going to be business as usual if you take those feedback seriously, because what I've seen is that through visiting various local businesses, and particularly SMEs, when you give a person feedback, or when you give a person just your complaint, because I am your customer, and as a customer, I am a stakeholder. I'm a shareholder in that business, because we exist together. You assist me, I assist you. In a black tradition, if you come to somebody's business and say, no, David, I think the business is just dirty, for example. It's just dirty, or the way you are treating us is not appropriate. I also heard a lot of people say, you are not treating me well. And I take that as an insult to say, you want to sabotage me. You guys, you want to, who send you and all those things. And start a lot of, unnecessary things. Sometimes just sit down to say, how can I improve myself? How can I do things better? Because there, you are getting feedback. Because sometimes people, yes, in general life, you can find jealous people, but you can also find genuine people who say, this is our business. And for us to move forward, you just need to change the way you are treating, for example, female customers, or the way you operate, or the product that you are selling is out of quality. You need to do A, B, C, and D. When you go back and sit down and say, it could be that these guys are right, ask an honest friend to say, how am I doing? Because as friends, we have this thing of, you know, we want to keep friendship even if your friend is messing up. You just say, no, Chief, I think you are doing very well. If I find myself in a fight, I'll join the fight first before I ask who was wrong. And tomorrow, in the next thing, I also do that. But sometimes you need to sit down and say, no, Chief, the things that you are doing in the street, I don't like them. I don't like them, and they are not good for your life. Then that is the only better way we are going to do it. Because otherwise, if we cannot start with ourselves, cannot start with our businesses, we cannot start with ourselves at a professional level, it will not be right at the national level because we are already failing. And one of my main criticisms is on our education system, because I'm not somebody who is very happy to see an individual who said some of these guys, you went to a higher learning institution for 4 or 5 years, complete within a given time, then you come back and sit down. Yes, there's an advice to say start a business and all those things, which is also right. But it's also something that you need to ask to say, if you are in this mess, somebody also did something wrong. Somebody also did something wrong. And if you are in this mess, how can we come out of this mess? Those are some of the things that we need to ask ourselves. And it's more important to make sure that we have experts in, you know, monitoring and evaluation. I'm not an expert in monitoring and evaluation, but I have understanding and experience of monitoring and evaluation, and also those best things that are done, or best mechanism and methodology that are done, that you can also see it yourself, that the feedback, the data that is collected can give, you know, very variable input, particularly to those who plan, particularly to those also who implement. Yeah, that's why, you know, that's why there's always this thing of continued training, and also in some area also continuation of training, different you know, machines being brought about, different ways of communication being put, different strategies being put on the table, not necessarily because people want to be just creative, because of monitoring and evaluation, the feedback. So we have around 5 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can still communicate with us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And yeah, let's go to commercial break, then we can come and call it an evening.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear.
Yeah, continue expressing your freedom of expression without fear and favor. And yeah, we have around three minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And I just want you to ask yourself this question, and also to ask ourselves these questions, to say, if I was a project, which state am I? Am I still at the initial stage? Am I at stage one? Am I at the implementation stage? Am I an abandoned project? Do I need more resources, or do I need more experts? Do I need a subcontractor, or do I need to go back to the drawing board? Because life on its own is a project. And this is also the question that I'm asking myself to say, where have you been? What did you do? Where did you mess up? And how can you get true feedback from people? Because every person in life, there is no person who don't want to advance in life. Unless there's something wrong with you. There's no person who does not want good things. Unless you, there's something which is not right with you. And there is no country. And then I'm telling these people to say, there's also no leader who really want what is not best for his people, her people. It's only that it could be that the strategy that they are using are wrong, or they are ill-advised, or they are caught up, unnecessary things, or they are surrounded by people who are giving wrong advice. That is the only thing. Because everybody wants to be seen doing good. I've seen a lot of, politicians when they go to power, they talk beautiful words, nice words. Say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I will do this and this. When he enter the system, stuck, nowhere to start, nothing. Better than nothing. Some of them, they disappear. They become mute. Because why? They lack project implement. They lack having also good feedback. There is an element of monitoring and evaluation. They lack direction, and they couldn't take it. And this is the person who I'm not going to mention name. He was he became a CEO of an institution in Namibia. And, he started saying before when he was appointed, I'm going to turn around this institution. I'm going to turn around this company. I'm going to implement this one. I'm going to bring investors on board. And, what those corporate English, what happened? What happened? Could it be because the man failed to evaluate the plan? Could it be that he did not have enough data after what he started, which was very beautiful? And we have seen it with a lot of institutions. But yeah, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment. And with this evening, go back and ask yourself those questions. Where are you? Are you moving forward, backward? Are you in a neutral? Or you are stuck? And if you are stuck, what do you need to move forward? Because life is always continuing. Whether you are stuck, whether you are moving backward, whether you are moving forward. And it's also very important to make sure that we give ourselves right feedback. Let us also go and criticize that small business in your location to say, chief, you need to improve. Otherwise, somebody better will come and beat you up in terms of business competition, not physically. And also ask yourself that question. And also as a profession, these are some of the things that we need to ask ourselves, because we are projects in progress. We are project in progress, and we could be stuck project, but we are trying to find a way on how to advance those projects. So yeah, see you tomorrow, same time, same place. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Naruvanda Kapate Katoka. And until next time.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.